Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We're learning Masechta Pesachim, and we are up to Perek Yud, Mishnah Zayin. We're continuing with the Seder Pesach night. We ended off the previous Mishnah with Hallel, upon which the Bracha of Goal Yisrael is said, and the second Kos is drunk. Then you have the Seuda and the Mitzvos that precede the Seuda, the Matzah, the Maror, Korech. You have the Seuda, and upon completion of the Seuda, that's where our Mishnah picks up. We continue with the second set of Kosos, the third and fourth Kosos. We had two Kosos before the Seuda, and now we have two Kosos after the Seuda. Says the Mishnah, Mazgula Koshlishi, they pour for him the third Kos. And what is the third Kos designated on? It's designated on Birchas HaMazon, benching on the food that you ate, the Birchas HaMazon, Varech al Mazono. You use the Kos for Birchas HaMazon, Revi'i, and then you have the fourth Kos, Gomer Olav Esahala, you complete the Halal. As we mentioned earlier, you started the beginning of Halal before the Suda, Halaluka and Betzes Yisrael. The completion of the Halal is said on the fourth Kos. V'om Olav Birchas HaShir, and you also say on the fourth Kos, Birchas HaShir. What's Birchas HaShir? So the Bartanur tells us, one opinion is that it's Nishmas, and the other opinion, another opinion is that it's Yehalalucha Hashem Kol Ma'asechem. And we have a custom in our Haggadahs of saying both on the fourth Kos. Then the Mishnah tells us something interesting. Bein HaKosos Halalu, between these Kosos, as the Bartanur explains, between the first two Kosos and the next two Kosos, in other words, between the second Kos and the third Kos, which is during the Suda, Imrotza Lishtos, if he would like to drink more, Yishta, it's okay for him to drink. However, once he starts the third Kos, Bein Shlish LeRevi, from the third to the fourth Kos, Lo Yishta, he should not drink. So the Bartanur brings down that the reason you're not supposed to drink from the third to fourth Kos is because we're afraid a person might get carried away and get drunk, and he would not be able to complete the halal. And then he asks, why are we concerned about him getting drunk only between the third to fourth Kos, and we allow him to drink as much as he wants during the Suda, during the meal, between the second and third Kos? So the Bartanur tells us that the alcohol that a person drinks during the meal does not make a person get drunk. It's eaten together, it's drunk together with the food and the other beverages, so a person does not get drunk from that. But if a person drinks after the meal, that we are more concerned about him getting drunk. As far as the first couple of Kosos, number one and two, since really a lot of time passes, because a person says the Haggadah, so there's a lot of time that passes between the first and second Kos, so we're not concerned that the accumulation of the first Kos and the second Kos will really get him drunk. So that we're not concerned. That the Mishnah doesn't address. What the Mishnah addresses is drinking between the third and fourth Kos, as opposed to between the second and third Kos, which is by the Seuda. That is the end of Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah Ches. We are now finished with benching. We're finished with Halal. We did the third and fourth Kos, and we're up to the Afikomen. Tzafun. Says the Mishnah, Ve'en Maftirin Achara Pesach Afikoman. Now, what the Mishnah means and how it's translated, there are different opinions in the Gemara. The Bartanur brings down a couple, but one opinion is that En Maftirin means normally they used to have a Viennese table. The custom was to bring out sweets and desserts after the meal, and that was referred to as Afikoman. So here, the Mishnah is telling us that you do not bring these sweets and desserts after the meal, because the he says the reason is, according to this opinion, is a gzera that a person might again eat from the afikoman, and then it would be considered as if he's eating the Karban Pesach, because the afikoman is a zecher to the Karban Pesach. Since we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, it's the matzah that we eat as an afikoman as a zecher to the Karban Pesach. So it would be like he's eating it in two places. That's one concern, according to this opinion, that the word afikoman is referring to It's referring to the sweets and desserts that they brought at the end of the meal. The other opinion that he brings down, based on the Gemara, is that that we don't bring anything to eat after the Karban Pesach, not because we're afraid it's going to be like eating Karban Pesach in two places, but rather because we want the Tam Pesach to remain in his mouth. We want the taste of the Pesach, or in this case the matzah, which represents the Pesach, to remain with him and should be the last thing that he has. So that's the definition of Emachtir Nachar Pesach. Afikoman, and he says, the Bartanur, that this is the Ikar, this is the main explanation in our Mishnah. Then the Mishnah continues, what if Yashnu Miktsasa, a part of the group of people sitting and partaking of the Afikoman, fell asleep? Then, says the Mishnah, Yochelu Kulam, everybody can still eat. The concern here is that and we're not just referring to the Afikoma today, which is the matzah. We're referring to in those days when they had a Karban Pesach. It's not considered as if they're eating that they're eating in two places. They're having two eatings of the Karban Pesach. The sleep of a part of the group does not make it sort of like a break, and it's like they're eating twice from the Karban Pesach. That's only if part of the group fell asleep. So even the portion of the group that woke up later, they can actually eat, and it's not considered like a new eating of the Karban Pesach. However, kulan, if the whole group fell asleep, lo yochelu, then they can't eat anymore. We're talking about once they start eating the Karban Pesach, and they fell asleep before they completed it, they cannot continue because it was a hesach hadas. The sleeping is considered that they were masiach das from eating anymore, and if they would eat anymore, it would be considered as if eating in two places, like they're eating in two places. The Bartanur says this is a chumrah. This is not halacha, it's a chumrah. Rabbi Yossi comes to explain, to elaborate, or even to maybe either expand or minimize on what the Tana Kama said, because the Tana Kama was very general when he said sleeping. He didn't define what sleep means. Rabbi Yossi says, well, it depends. Nisnamnu, if we're talking about people who just dozed off, so then yochelu, even if the entire group dozed off, dozing off does not disqualify, it's not considered a hesach hadas. That's just if they dozed off. However, near demu, that's already a deep sleep. If they fell asleep, then lo yochelu. So Rabbi Yossi is saying that which we said, that if they all fell asleep, lo yochelu, that's only if it's near demu, if it's a heavy-duty sleep. However, if it's just dozing off, that does not disqualify, this chorma would not apply, and they would be allowed to eat. And the Bartanur explains that Rabbi Yossi, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. With this, we end Mishnah Ches, and look forward to continuing next time with Mishnah Tes.